As you start to develop your skills with the breath, with the stillness training, with utilizing the third eye, one of the things that we're now going to start to really accentuate is being able to sense energy, feel energy, see energy. And a lot of that comes down to the actual aura that things put off. And when I say things, I mean people, animals, plants, inanimate objects. Everything is comprised of energy, so almost everything has an aura to it. And some people are naturally good at seeing auras, some people are not. But you can train your eyes to pick up what somebody's aura looks like so that you can begin to then see what's going on. I like the concept of being able to not only see the aura, but feel the aura, feel what somebody's energy is like, because a lot of times we get a lot more from the feeling than we do from our eyes, because sometimes our eyes can lie to us as far as what we see. But if you ever want to see what somebody's aura looks like, you want to take them and put them against the wall, preferably a white wall, and start to focus on the outside of their body. And what you can do to pick it up is squint your eyes a little bit. A lot of times when you squint your eyes, what it does is it allows you to actually focus a lot better. It's also one of the things that you may try in some of your meditations is, if you're keeping your eyes open, is to squint them. We call it sleepy eye. And it's called sleepy eye peripheral vision, where you're actually seeing what's around you more so than what you're seeing just in front of you. And you can gaze at people's auras and start to see what they look like. And the aura is that energy, that chi that's coming off their body. And depending upon the color of the aura, you can usually tell what type of person they are. I mean, if they're a clean type person or somebody that is a good person that always has good intentions, their aura is going to be a lot cleaner looking, which means it's going to be a lighter color. If it's somebody that has bad intentions in their heart, you're going to notice the aura is going to be stained a lot more. It's going to be darker. I mean, if you get somebody that's really evil, you're probably looking at it like almost a black aura, which is not something you want to be around. In order to start training yourself to see them, obviously, you want to see what it looks like first. So again, like I said, have somebody stand against a white wall and start to pick out the aura. And then as you go, again, about your daily business, start to look at people and see what their auras look like. Obviously, if you're out in the sun, you're not going to see the auras nearly as good as if you're in a mildly lit room. It's better to see them when maybe it's darker out and you maybe have a candle. You can use a candle to see the aura a little bit better, or even a flashlight to start to see that shape. You can also do it with plants. You can put a plant against that same type of wall and you can see the aura of the plant. Okay, so all of these things kind of come together. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of times people say they can't see auras, but they've never been taught how to see the auras. And don't think just because you can't see it right, you know, the first day. Again, practice it, practice it. We're training our eyes to be able to see this type of information. Again, I look at seeing the auras as a small percentage of what's there. It's actually better to feel it. Although if you're in a crowd of people, you can really see the auras. If you ever go to a meeting, a business meeting, or something where there's a lot of people, church, for instance, you can look at the auras. You can see those auras coming off. It's almost like steam rising off some of these people. And you can look at some people and they have huge auras and others don't. By the way, if you're doing energy training and you're really building up a great amount of energy, you're going to notice that some people will recognize your abilities based on your aura, based on that energy that you put off. The bigger your aura is, the more chi, the more energy that you're putting off. And so generally speaking, I can look at somebody and kind of tell where they're at based on the size of that aura that they're giving off. If it's a very small aura that's just coming off the top of their head very slightly, then there's not much energy there. Whereas if they've got an aura that's bouncing off the walls, then that's somebody that's got a lot of energy. And again, that's probably something we want to work on. It's something you can work on. It's not something that just happens overnight. I mean, obviously, everybody's going to have a certain amount of energy. And so some people obviously have higher energy than others, and that's going to be very easy to pick out. But if somebody's actually doing energy training, they're going to have a different aura than somebody that's never done it, even if they have a big aura. And so you'll be able to tell that they're actually intentionally building up the size and density of that energy that's in their body. And it's very important to realize that. Now, the other thing is not only being able to see the aura, but feel the aura, feel the chi, feel the energy. How do you feel the energy? We have a simple thing we've used for years we call the palm test, and that's where you take your palms, you put them together, you pull them apart, and then you start slowly pushing them back together and see if you can feel that energy in between your palms. Obviously, the more pressure you feel, should feel like a magnetic type pressure, the more pressure you feel, the more chi that you're building up there. You can also use your breath when you're feeling it as an exhale, like just breathing out and feel the energy that way. What you can also start to do is start to feel the chi with people in terms of just feeling them, seeing what they feel like, sitting down in a chair and having somebody come behind you and see what they feel like. Also, if you have a training partner, and that's one thing that I would recommend that you get is a training partner that you can work with. Obviously, if you don't, use whoever is available, your family, your friends, and start to deal with them in certain different contexts of techniques. For instance, feeling their energy. Ask your friend, say, okay, I want to feel your energy. I want you to think of the, you know, something that really makes you angry. And I'm going to sit in this chair and I want you to come behind me and I want you to be so angry with, maybe with me or with somebody, but I want to feel that emotion. And as they come behind you, I want you to start to close your eyes, do the mind stillness technique, breathing techniques, third eye techniques, and just kind of relax into it and focus on the one thing, and that is that person's energy. What does their aura feel like when they come up behind you? And again, predetermine it. Angry, sad, happy, exhilarated, whatever the emotion is, I want you to try to pick it out. Once you predetermine it, then what I want you to do is take that same person and have them do it randomly and then see how you can start picking out the energy. It's very important you learn how to feel the energy of people, because as we start to do some of these things, we want to be able to start picking up a higher reception. And that's really what we're doing here, is we're creating a higher mind in terms of the reception, receptibility of our bodies. Our bodies and minds have that receptibility. It's just that we've never really focused on it. And so when you close your eyes, relax down, start focusing on it, you start picking it up. You'll notice even probably within a month or two, or maybe even less than that, that you'll start to be able to read people's emotions a lot easier. You'll be able to tell if people are happy or sad right off the bat. Once you get through that, you can then start to realize what's underneath that. So yeah, you can feel somebody's aura. You can feel that emotion. Then the next step, and we'll get into this more in some of the other areas, but you'll start to actually feel the thoughts. And that's kind of a hard concept to grasp, because what does a thought feel like? Well, once you get that emotion down, then you can start to go into the actual thoughts. And that's where this type of work gets extremely interesting. But feeling the aura, you want to be able to actually touch somebody and feel them. There's a lot of unique things you can do with the energy and with the aura. In the next section, we're going to show you some very unique techniques.